Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's February 10th, 2010. This morning it came to my mind as I was reading the scriptures about ancient Babylon in the Bible, recalling a prophecy that was in November of 2006. Will you indeed strive with the Lord, O nation of the United States? Will you indeed strive with your Maker? Woe unto you! The Lord will strike you a mighty blow. He will strike you with one, two, yea, three times shall he suddenly strike you. You shall fall to the ground, stunned at his display of might. You shall sit on the ground, dazzled, and for a moment, unable to move or speak. Do you indeed speak so arrogantly against the Lord? Do you strive against him as if to prevail? Alas, you shall see he's not as you. He is the Lord. I am he. You shall fear me. All shall see. I recall when I posted this scripture, I actually prayed to the Lord about this prophecy. And the Lord sovereignly confirmed that this word was indeed his voice. I was recalling the scripture from Isaiah chapter 47. And I pulled it up on my computer. And I was about to read it, but sovereignly the Lord moved upon me to go to, I went to another website, clicked an audio, and the man was quoting from this verse from Isaiah chapter 47, right as I went along and read it with him. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover your locks, make bare the leg, uncover your thigh, pass over the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. Verse 5. Sit thou silent, and get thee into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no more be called the Lady of Kingdoms. This scripture is one of many texts in the scriptures that talk about the demise of Babylon. Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51, the prophet Isaiah chapter 13 and 14, and several other verses are spoken about Babylon, this great nation, queen among the nations, the hammer of the whole earth, with great riches and abundance and pride and arrogance, and literally hated the Lord. I encourage you to read these scriptures because at the very least, America, United States of America, mirrors this great city that was a city and a nation at the same time, Babylon. Comes a time when God rises up and deals with wickedness. And this is where we are right now. God has garmented himself in a cloak of vengeance, and he will deal with this nation, the United States of America, a heavy blow. Why? Because God had given much, and unto whom much is given, much is required. This is what Jesus has told us. You know, it's one thing to be loving and faithful to your country, but it's another to realize that when you're a Christian, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you are bought with a price, a precious price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and your life is no longer your own. We ought to please God and not man. We owe our allegiance to the Lord. One of the recent promptings of the Lord had shared with me that the people must make a decision. They will either stand with the Lord or fall with the nation. Because the United States of America has influenced the world in iniquity and given the world a cup to drink full of abominations and filth, vileness, idolatry, covetousness, pride, and arrogance, and has influenced the world. If you had children, innocent little children, and someone down your street led your children astray into drugs, into immorality, bad character, would you not be offended by that? How shall not the righteous God, the Father of us all, be insulted when he's clearly known by all things that are created and there's no excuse? In Jeremiah chapter 50, the word of the Lord that spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet. Declare ye among the nations and publish, Set up a standard, publish, and conceal not. Say, Babylon's taken, Bel's confounded, Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded, her images are broken in pieces. God talks about a great army coming out of the north, from the north, surrounding this nation, Babylon, who sat upon many waters. A great occupation will take place by armies, great and strong, with swords and arrows that will not miss, but will strike their target. God sets a snare, a trap for this Babylon, because she's gone away and astray from the Lord. God calls his people out of Babylon. He has a place to hide. No. One thing we all must take heed of is to make sure that Babylon is out of our heart. Because you could leave one land, go to another, but if Babylon is within you, you'll never escape the hand of the Lord. This is time to fear the Lord. It's the beginning of wisdom. These scriptures are profound. The Lord was talking in verse 9, their arrow shall be as a mighty expert man, none shall return in vain, and Chaldea shall be a spoil. All that spoil her shall be satisfied, says the Lord. Because you were glad, because you rejoiced, O you destroyers of my heritage, because you have become fat as a cow on grass, and bellow as bulls, your mother shall be sore confounded. She that bare you shall be ashamed. Behold, the hindermost of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land and a desert. Because of the wrath of the Lord it shall not be inhabited, but it shall be completely desolate. Everyone that goes by Babylon shall be astonished and hiss at all her plagues. The judgments that are upon Babylon are many. Wicked leaders that are weak and cannot do anything to oppose the hand of the Lord as he strikes. And the sword of the Lord comes up upon Babylon. And you will read this as you proceed with these chapters. Put yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all you that bend the bow, shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about. She has given her hand. Her foundations are fallen. Her walls are thrown down. For it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her. As she has done, do unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon, and him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest. For the fear of a pressing sword shall they turn everyone to his own people, and they shall flee everyone to his own land. You see, ladies and gentlemen, as God's sword comes, he cuts off the cattle. He cuts off the harvesting of the fields, the food supply. God will punish the leaders of this nation that have gone wickedly against the Lord with arrogant speeches. They have defied him. In those days, and at that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none. And the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve. See, God has a remnant among his people that truly love him and that have repented of their sins and iniquities and are vexed for the wickedness of the land. And God has marked those people, even as it was in Ezekiel chapter 9, in the days of Jerusalem's abomination before the Lord. God sent angels to mark those that were grieved and vexed. And even as God delivered righteous Lot, when he vexed his soul from day to day with the unrighteousness and the wickedness and iniquity that was in Sodom and Gomorrah, God spared them. A sound of battles in the land and of great destruction. How is the hammer of the whole earth cut asunder and broken? How's Babylon become a desolation among the nations? I have laid a snare for you, and you are also taken, O Babylon. And thou wast not aware, thou art found and also caught, because you have striven against the Lord. And this is why I felt led to share this with you today. Because as that prophecy back in 2006, a man that hears from God can only speak what they've heard from God. And it's his voice, ladies and gentlemen. Put it to the scriptural test. Put it to the spiritual test. And you'll see that the voice of the Lord is speaking today about any nation that has risen up against him, and as adamant as a stone, they shall be confounded and broken into a thousand pieces. Slay her bullocks. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe unto them, for their day is come, the time of their visitation. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon, to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. God goes on in verse 30 of Jeremiah 50. Therefore shall her young men fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day. Death of young men. Confoundment of defense and military. O thou most proud, says the Lord, God of hosts, for thy day is come, and the time that I will visit thee, and the most proud shall stumble and fall, and none shall raise them up. I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it shall devour all around about him. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel and the children of Judah were pressed together, and all that took them captives held them fast. They refused to let them go. Their Redeemer strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. A sword is upon the Chaldeans, says the Lord, and upon the inhabitants of Babylon, and upon her princes, and upon her wise men. A sword is upon the liars, and they shall dote. A sword is upon her mighty men, and they shall be dismayed. A sword is upon their horses, and upon their chariots, and upon all the mingled people that are in the midst of her, and they shall become as women. A sword is upon her treasures, and they shall be robbed. A drought is upon her waters, and they shall be dried up, for it is the land of graven images, and they are crazy upon their idols. This is a reading from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 50. Read it. Seek the Lord and ask him what he's speaking. What is he doing today, ladies and gentlemen? Because the sword of the Lord is against the United States of America, that has deceived the world with her sorceries, led the nations astray from children till the elderly, and thinks that no one sees, that the Lord will not regard, but the Lord sees, and he will regard, ladies and gentlemen. Hide in the Lord. Seek his face. Repent. For the Lord is a righteous God, a righteous Lord, and he will deal with the ungodliness and the wickedness of this nation and every other nation that has aligned itself with the harlotry of this nation. The mother of harlots will be dismayed at the coming of the Lord. And as Psalms 2 has said, that the kings of the earth have set themselves, and the rulers have taken counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. But he that sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is laughing. The Lord is laughing at the lies that they have given to the people. And the people have believed the lies for the most part, not taking delight in the truth, not taking delight in the person of truth, which is Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll either repent and fall on the rock and be broken, or the rock will fall on you and grind you to powder. Hearken to the voice of the Lord. Harden not your heart, for today is the day of salvation.